In Tampa, where Republicans are gathering for their convention, Todd Akin has been meeting with supporters, including the Family Research Council, which, like Akin, opposes abortion rights. Connie Mackey heads the council's political action committees. Mr. Akin, as I'm sure you know very well, as he defended his action, he said he misspoke, but then he said that he had said one word in one sentence on one day that was wrong. Is that all he got wrong?
Unfortunately, no. The statement was wrong, you know, plain and simple. And he, unfortunately, I think, tried to defend some language that had been given to him some years ago. And, I mean, it doesn't change his pro-life stance and concern for the unborn as well as the woman. But the statement was wrong.
And let's be clear on this. It seems that he was talking about the fact that he referred to a woman who was a victim of legitimate rape. That seemed to be the one word, legitimate, that he regretted. Mm-hmm. But there was this other bit of, yeah, of fake science about women shutting that whole thing down.
Since he's made that statement, I have gotten calls from doctors wanting to defend him. I don't know the science on this, so I'm not going into those weeds. I can tell you that the statement, as far as we can see, was wrong. It was, I think, statements that were given to him some time ago, and I'm sure he regrets having referenced them now.
I suppose one of the things that outraged so many people across the country was the suggestion or the implication, the idea that there may be women who just wanted it, that perhaps that wasn't a real rape. Is that part of this?
That's
reasoning?
Horrible. I think you're right. I think that was perceived that way, and it's horrific. It's just horrific. The images, and I mean, we haven't talked about this in the car coming over. We know what the images are. We know the horror of it all, and they're very obvious. And that's, I think, part of why this thing blew up so quickly and so easily. When you try to go into the weeds politically, it's a disaster, as we just saw.
Why support him then?
Oh, I support him because he's totally pro-life. The man has been elected 6 times by his community because he's a good and decent man. He's served in the Army. He's got 2 sons that aren't serving the country as Marines. He's done legislatively everything you know that you could ask for. He understands the economic issues. He beat 2 other people in a 3-way primary. You're going to walk away from a candidate who's done everything right except for this gaffe that he should never have gone into the weeds is his biggest sin.
It seems that some people think these are weeds that he should have known. I mean, he's now acknowledged that he made a statement that was based on no science that he's willing to support. How did he not know better, given that he's a legislator who's actually
been involved in
these issues?
Well, all right, we've got a president who just said men should have no business doing any legislation on women's issues. That's a horrendous statement.
When did he say that?
He said that about last week. And you can look up these things up. It shows that the press does not follow the other side of these issues.
We'll go and look up some of these things.
Absolutely. I hope you will, and I hope you'll report on it.
Let me get back to political practicalities here for a second, because you run a political action committee. Todd Akin is in the situation where he intends to stay in the race, he says. Leading Republican organizations have said that they're going to stop supporting him. It takes mm-hmm. millions of dollars to run a Senate race. Are you going to be able to help Akin stay in the race financially?
Look, we're going to support him, but we can't support him to the degree that Karl Rove's PAC or the Republicans' PAC could have supported him. So we will support him as a pro-life champion on Capitol Hill that's been true to his country, and he's been true to the legislature, and he's been a good and decent, ethical, moral man, and we're not walking away from him.
You must know the Republican donor landscape pretty well. Do you think that there are enough Republican or conservative or pro-life donors out there that some could be found to pump millions of dollars into that race?
That's a tough question, and I think probably the answer is might be no.
Well, Connie Mackey, thanks very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Thank you.
She is president of the Family Research Council's political action committees. Now, as you heard, Ms. Mackey challenged us to look up a statement she attributed to President Obama that men should have no business doing any legislation on women's issues. We did look it up. Here's what the president actually said about Todd Akin.
What I think these comments do underscore is why we shouldn't have a bunch of politicians, a majority of whom are men, making healthcare decisions on behalf of women.
The president's actual words during a short news conference on Monday. part of a remarkable week of political news, and there are remarkable weeks to come. The Republican convention begins on Monday in Tampa, Florida. The Democratic convention the week after that. We'll cover it all on NPR News.